Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. The Chickasaw County Sheriff's Office is advising citizens that they are not involved in a state-sponsored fundraising campaign, although the fundraiser itself is legitimate. A Facebook post by Sheriff Ryan Shaver notes that many Chickasaw County residents have received a mailer from the Iowa State Sheriffs and Deputies Association asking for donations. He says the letter is not a scam and is sent by ISSDA on behalf of all county sheriffs in Iowa. Shaver adds that the Chickasaw County Sheriff's Office is part of that organization and does benefit indirectly from any donations received by ISSDA in the form of law updates and continuing training for our staff. However, you are not obligated to donate. Shaver also notes he will not send out letters to residents of Chickasaw County asking for donations to support his office. If support is ever needed for a project we are looking to fund without tax dollars, I will do so in a public setting and not solicit fundings via a mass mailing. Contact the Chickasaw County Sheriff's Office with any questions. A copy of the ISSDA letter is included with the Sheriff's Office Facebook post and with this story on our station website. The Charles City Park Rec Board has taken the next step towards building an all-inclusive playground. Park Rec Director Tyler Mitchell says the board approved an RFP last night for Play Pro Recreation of Des Moines to construct and install the playground at Sportsman's Park.
Now it's just working with Play Pro Recreation to kind of come up with a exact timeline. They also, we can get it done this year. It just depends when we start this whole process and everything else, exactly when it's going to be. So I should know more when in the next couple weeks.
To help fund the $240,000 project, Park Rec sold sponsorships to local businesses for spaces on customized Charles City Monopoly game boards, which Mitchell says he couldn't have imagined selling out so quickly.
No, we thought it was going to take us 3, 4, 5 weeks to get everything sold and all that, and we ended up selling everything in about 2.5 days.
They hope to have the Monopoly game boards available for sale by late May.
We only have 500 getting made, so it's a limited supply. So not everyone's going to be able to get one, but we didn't want to order too many of them and sitting on X amount of boards for a long time when it's for the fundraiser for the playground.
Sales of sponsorships and the boards themselves are expected to raise around $25,000 for the all-inclusive playground. And Mitchell says additional fundraising will be conducted to make future enhancements to the playground. Butler County Rural Electric Cooperative has been awarded over $1.3 million from the USDA. Teresa Greenfield, USDA Rural Development State Director for Iowa, has announced over $28 million in grants and loans in all to 11 state projects to promote rural small businesses, support higher education, and improve drinking water and sanitation infrastructure. Butler County REC received a rural economic development loan of $1.372 million to fund a pass-through loan to Bovee RX LLC, doing business as Parkersburg Pharmacy. The project will assist with the acquisition and renovation of a pharmacy in Parkersburg while creating 6 new jobs and retaining 4 others. Greenfield said USDA is leading the way in helping rural communities foster economic growth and prosperity. The project funding will help communities modernize utilities, businesses, and educational opportunities. None of that is possible without clean water and sanitation. Greenfield announced the grants and loans while participating in the annual Ag Breakfast held at the North Iowa Event Center on the Cerro Gordo County Fairgrounds in Mason City on Wednesday. The New Hampton Women of Today will host their annual Easter egg hunt tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. in Michelson Park.
We highly suggest that you be ready to go before 10 o'clock. The fire truck toots its horn at exactly 10 o'clock. And if you're not already lined up, you might miss out on some eggs.
That's Tricia Saldana with New Hampton Women of Today, who says the egg hunt is just one of their many community projects.
We here try to do as many things for our community as possible. Our big ones are the Easter egg hunt, the Spook Walk, and our Santa store. We're constantly trying to give to our community.
Find more info on the New Hampton Women of Today Facebook page. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.